The time is 9 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Well, thank you, Boris, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bela with tonight's Swing Shift program here on KGNU. Tonight, we present the first of two parts of our Halloween festivities, fresh from Carpathia. So be sure to stay tuned for some chilling, thrilling sounds. Let's start out with the Headless Horseman.
Outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. Some don't even bother to wear their skin. Oh, oh, I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. Jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst when he goes a-jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand. Demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. And there's no wraith like a spooky spurn.
They don't like him and he's really burnt.
He swears to the longest day he's dead, he'll show them that he can get ahead. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, part in the middle or a wig, black or white or even red. The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a top-to-chop.
So don't stop to figure out a plan.
You can't reason with a headless man.
So after dark, you can't be good. Stay at home the way that you should. 'Cause right outside and waiting there is the headless horseman.
Beware!
Getting out of here.
But don't you leave yet. It was Bing Crosby with The Headless Horseman. Even comedians get into the act at this time of year. So here's the romantic sounds of Jackie Gleason and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Well, I made it back. Maybe a pint or two low, but this is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. My thanks to Bela for starting tonight's show. We just heard Jackie Gleason with, of course, Bobby Hackett at the cornet, and two songs. First, Mystery Street, and then The House is Haunted. Next up is a real classic by the one and only Louis Armstrong.
Crooked nose. He lived in a log hut and they called him Old Man Mose.
Yeah.
Early one morning, I knocked at his door. I didn't hear a single sound. I ain't gonna do it no more. Cause I believe.
Old Man.
I believe.
Old Man.
I believe.
Old Man.
That Old Man Mose is dead. I'm telling you, I believe.
Old Man.
I believe.
Old Man.
I do believe.
Old Man.
That Old Man Mose did now. Mose kicked the bucket. 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 I look at here. I went around to the side and I peeped through the crack. I saw an old man laying flat on his back.
Yeah.
If Old Man Mose was dead asleep, I did not know. Boy, after looking through that window, I ain't gonna do that no more. Cause I found out.
Old Man.
I found out.
Old Man.
I found out.
Old Man.
That Old Man Mose, I'm telling you, I found out.
Old Man.
What it's all about.
Old Man.
I found out.
Old Man.
That Old Man Mose is dead now.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the
bucket.
We found out. Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
He's dead. Old man.
Oh,
bet that my daughter said. Is dead. Boy, don't you go in there. Come out of there, boy. Don't you know that house is haunted? An old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manner a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. This rigged themselves into a cheerful train. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, all the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomstick when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such an earthly laughter, such hilarious groan. When skeleton in closet rattled his bones,
some fun with Louis Satchmo Armstrong. We started there with a tune that actually was one of his bigger hits, Old Man Mose, back in the early Decca years. And we followed that up with The Skeleton in the Closet with Louis Armstrong, backed up by Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra. Not a common event back in the 1930s. While we're on the subject of the Dorseys, let's turn to the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra featuring Jimmy Dorsey from the 50s. Here's My Friend the Ghost.
I got a real good friend who's a ghost. He is the most transparent little man. We bounce around from pillar to post, me and my bosom pal, my friend the ghost. Whenever we go out on a spree, he says to me, how about a little chat? Then pretty soon I'm deeply engrossed in a discussion with my friend the ghost. He thinks what I think, and he drinks what I drink. In fact, we're unique in our clique, so to speak. We get along like peas in a pod. Sounds kinda odd, but when I meet a friend, he bounces in and starts playing host. Well, look who's standing here, my friend the ghost. He's about 9 feet tall, only a foot wide. In fact, I think he's standing right at the... Oh, I'm sorry, madam.
Well, you've got your nerve.
He's usually here with some cheer every day. He's sure been a pal since my gal went away. Although you may not see him at first, just quench your thirst, soon he will be along. Don't get me wrong, I don't mean to boast, but you can count upon my friend.
My Friend the Ghost by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra featuring Jimmy Dorsey. It was about 1953. Next, we turn to a tune that was played by the Hudson DeLange Orchestra. They paired for writing tunes such as Moonglow and had their own big band back in the 1930s that was pretty good. Here's an example. Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. Thank you. That was the Hudson DeLange Orchestra with a swingy little tune, Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. Next up, we have a tune that is going to be sung here by Vaughn Monroe. It was a big hit for several artists, Vaughn Monroe and Bing Crosby, back in 1950. And, you know, it's interesting to note that during his heyday, Vaughn Monroe, who was quite a straight singer, who was not a jazz singer at all, had one of the foremost guitarists in jazz history playing in his orchestra, one Bucky Pizzarelli, who fortunately is still with us. If you get a chance to go see him, it's worth every moment. But here's Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. In the sky, their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet, cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbe-yi-oh. Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. In the sky.
The American Jazz Orchestra reprising a great Jimmy Lunsford standard there called Hi Spook. Prior to that, we heard Ghost Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe. We're about halfway through this Swing Shift broadcast this evening. Hope you're enjoying it. I'm here every Thursday between 9 and 10 o'clock here on KGNU. Always a pleasure to be here. Always a pleasure to hear from any of you out there listening who have any comments, suggestions, or requests. So if that's the case, give me a call, 303-825-0619 here in the Denver studio. Look forward to hearing from you. Next up, we are going to play a couple of tunes with the Glenn Miller Civilian Band. And we'll start out with a tune from The Wizard of Oz.
That music came through. swinging at the seance, black coats swinging at the seance, blue notes. Why, the trumpet could have won a cup. It's jiving broke the seance up. And who do you think did the getting away? No one else but Billy May. Seance, 12 ticks, swinging at the seance, hot licks with the medium in trance. How that horn began to dance. Swinging at the seance, black coats, swinging at the seance, blue notes. Why, the trumpet could have won a cup. It's jiving broke the seance up. And who do you think?
We started there with Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead from 1939, of course, from The Wizard of Oz, and Marion Hutton and the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Then Dorothy Clare chimed in with Swingin' at the Seance with Glenn's band and a live performance from 1941. Let's turn now to the Glenn Gray Casa Loma Orchestra for a couple of tunes, commencing with The Goblin Band.
Oh.
The sounds of the early 30s with the Glenn Gray Casa Loma Orchestra. So much of a preview of things to come later in the 30s. Anyway, we heard the Goblin Band followed by the Boneyard Shuffle. And, of course, we have overcast skies tonight in the Denver-Boulder area. It's sure been soggy for the past couple days. Tonight we still have a 40% chance of rain that by morning will lead to less than 10%. So we're on our way to clearing with a, we're at 45 degrees Fahrenheit. It was interesting to note that earlier today I saw several cars with snow on them. So you ski bums should be happy. Tomorrow on Friday we'll have mostly sunny skies. So this storm front is definitely moving on with a high around 61. And then on Saturday, 65, and on Sunday, 69. So looks like a really nice fall weekend for you to once again get out and drive your Cadillac or LaSalle around and enjoy the weather. Next up, we have Get Thee Behind Me, Satan, by Will Bradley and his orchestra, featuring Ray McKinley.
Behind me, Satan, I want to resist, but the moon is low and I can't say no. Get thee behind me, get thee behind me, Satan, I mustn't be kissed. But the moon is low, and I may let go. Get thee behind me. Someone I'm mad about is waiting in the night for me. Someone that I mustn't see. Promise to wait, but I won't appear, and she may come here. Satan, she's at my gate. Oh, get thee behind me. Stay where you are, it's too late.
trombonist Will Bradley and his orchestra with Ray McKinley on drums. That was Get Thee Behind Me, Satan. Next up, we have one of Frank Sinatra's great success from the 50s.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Nelson Riddle, of course, with Frank Sinatra and Witchcraft. We're about ready to wrap up this evening, but I hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. We'll have one more evening of Halloween to go next week, and I hope you're enjoying our late fall season here in Denver and Boulder. But why don't we just get back to the music now with Larry Clinton's orchestra. Here's The Devil with the Devil.
Says I.
Shh. Look out for the devil. Look out for the devil. Look out for the devil.
Oh, the devil with the devil, says I. You're so afraid of old man Satan. Now, why don't you stop your hesitating? You're gonna be a long time dead. So the devil with the devil, says I. You're always giving me the dickens, telling me that life's no easy pickings. But just as long as I have fun, why, the devil with the devil, says I. You can have your social teas and bingo for your fun, but the things I like to do, you stop me one by one. Now even if you make me stronger, that ain't gonna make me live no longer. So even if I go to shh, the devil with the devil, says I.
Look out for the devil, look out for the devil.
Oh, the devil with the devil, says I. Thank you.
The Devil with the Devil, that was Larry Clinton's orchestra. Before we finish this evening, of course, it's my pleasure to say that KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org or by phone at 303-388-0918. Sometimes a song comes along and it just fits the personality that's singing it. And certainly this hit by Phil Harris and his orchestra fits that bill. Here from 1950 is The Thing.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do.
That, of course, was Phil Harris and his orchestra with actually a big hit from 1950 that was called The Thing. Boy, have times changed. Anyway, I want to thank all of you who contacted me this evening by phone or by email. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, and thank you for your warm regards and comments. It's just wonderful. So I'll be back next week with Bela, and we'll see if we can scare the bejeebers out of you next week as well. In the meantime, as we approach the 10 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org, and Translator Key 229 AC in Nederland, Colorado, at 93.7 MHz. Let's turn now to jazz. Thank you.
Thank you.